Welcome back to the Sports Ticket here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Joined now by a very special guest, the athletic director of Kansas Athletics. That would be Mr. Jeff Long. Mr. Long, how are you doing today?
Wayne, I'm doing great. Good to be on with you out there in Beloit.
Well, I appreciate the time. I know you're a busy fellow, so we'll get right to it. How is life at KU treating you as the athletic director since you moved into Lawrence?
You know, I got to be very honest and candid. It's been awesome. The people have been fantastic. As you all know out there, university is just an incredible place, an incredible academic institution. But what makes it great is the people, and that's what makes any organization great is people. And University of Kansas, Kansas Athletics is no different. We have great people here and excited to serve in this role.
Anything that surprised you once you took the job in a pleasant way?
I think that being at this kind of academic institution, it didn't surprise me. But I have had a number of opportunities in my career, so I think this is my 12th university I've worked at. So, but I can tell you the academic reputation here is well earned, and the people that this institution attracts is just it's a cut above. It's a great place. And great places attract great people. So, again, I've just been not surprised, but just impressed so much with the people that support the University of Kansas.
Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. So let's jump into athletics. We'll start on the men's basketball side of things, where when Kansas loses a couple games of men's basketball, the sky is falling. That's how good this program is over the years, 14 straight Big 12 championships. So it's a really important question, and I mentioned this to Brian when we had him on Thursday on our weekly interview with him. You guys come up with anything unique to try to get things turned around on the road, like renting the Cleveland Indians airplane or that bus from Major League just to mix it up on the road, because the team's had some struggles there this year?
Well, we have struggled a little bit on the road, but as Coach Self pointed out on his radio show the other night, it's we played pretty good teams on the road, so that has something to do with it. But hey, I would just say, fans, don't push the panic button. Bill Self has had this incredible run because he's an incredible coach, and you know what, he's working with the young men, and they'll get it turned, and we'll have success. And you know what, the conference is balanced, so there's a number of us all right around that number one spot right now. And you know what, as we go down the stretch in the season, the really good teams rise to the top. So I think you'll see the Kansas Jayhawks getting right back up in there into the thick of things for this conference championship.
I'm sure you've heard both sides of the coin on this one. One, Kansas has won 14 straight conference championships. That's an amazing accomplishment in this day and age, and it's certainly a form of excellence. Now, the flip side, somebody would come back and say, is that an indictment of the Big 12, that some team that can dominate and win the conference title 14 years in a row, does that mean there's something wrong with the conference because nobody's been able to really knock Kansas off their perch? How would you address that from both sides?
Oh, I'd say it's quite the opposite. If you follow college basketball, the Big 12 has been one of the, if not the highest rated conference nationally. It's been right up there in the top. So, that's what makes what Bill Self has done even more remarkable, is he's done it against the league that's viewed as one of the top Power 5 basketball conferences in the country. So I would say that's someone doesn't have all the correct information there. What Bill's done is just truly incredible.
Yeah, it really is. 14 in a row, going for 15. Who do you think's the biggest challenger to the KU basketball team this year?
Well, like I said, there's a number of teams all within a game of the lead here. So I think all of these teams that are battling for the top position are a challenge. We have Texas Tech this weekend, and that's going to be our next challenge. But people forget, and I think they do tend to forget because we've had success for such a long time. Kansas has a target on its back. We get the very best out of every single team we play. And that's just a fact of our success. So, you know what? We know we're getting every team's best when we go out and play. And we'll get Texas Tech tomorrow when we play them in Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, we certainly saw that at Morgantown earlier this year as well. Let's shift to football, where you made an interesting hire, a guy many people know, Les Miles, your new head football coach at Kansas. Why Les Miles?
Well, first of all, he's an incredible coach. I mean, he's one of only five coaches now, current active head coaches, that have won a national championship. So he's the most celebrated and most accomplished football coach we've ever had at the University of Kansas, and someone that I believe will do what we have to have done, and that is build a football program, not just field a team, not just go out and play games. We have to build a program, and that starts with the investment we're making in the program. And a Kansas fan should know that we've been lagging behind the teams in the Big 12, and we're not going to do that anymore. We're investing in our program. We're giving Coach Miles the tools and the staff and the recruiting operation behind him to have a successful program. And it won't happen overnight, and I know our fans have heard that for 10-plus years now, but it begins with Coach Miles, it begins with this spring football, and it begins with our fans helping us by buying a season ticket or buying a single game ticket, and coming out and supporting us. We can't do it by ourselves. It won't be Coach Miles leading us back to prominence. It will be all Kansas fans getting on board and helping us.
Where do you see the football program in 5 years? Coach Miles signing a five-year contract. Where would you like to see it, and where are your expectations of the program over the course of the next 5 years?
Well, I know this. I'm very competitive, and so is Coach Miles. And I think of our first goal is to get to 6-6 and get to a bowl game. We haven't been to a bowl game in this program in quite some time. So that's our first goal, whether that's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, I don't know yet because we haven't had our first practice. But I will tell you, this program will be significantly and quantifiably better in 5 years than it is as we start out this process. And I'm excited to get to it. You know, I want this time to I want to get these student-athletes in here and start building this program, and I just have great confidence in Coach Miles and his ability to lead young men, but also lead the coaching staff that he's assembled around him.
Athletic Director of Kansas Athletics, Jeff Long, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. When you go about trying to find a coach to take over whatever sports program you may be leading, you probably always have to have some kind of short list in case something crazy would happen. We see it in sports all the time where, well, we saw it, in fact, with offensive coordinator. Chip Lindsey was there, and then all of a sudden he gets an opportunity. How far do you go, and how much time and effort do you put into having a short list for maybe basically every single sport in case somebody would go to somewhere else?
Yeah, I think, you know, that we talk about that a lot in our industry, that we have short lists for every one of our coaching positions. And as far as head coaches for the AD, I'm one that believes that the head coach needs to have that flexibility to build his own staff. And Les has certainly done that with my, I wouldn't call it supervision, but with my input as he's gone along the way. And I'm there for support if I can add a perspective. But yeah, I think each one of our programs, we have a list of a few people that we think would be candidates for our program should we have a change. So I think that's just wise. But understand that that list changes all the time, because as our program changes and where we start from and where we end from, whether we're changing coaches because we've made a change, or, you know, whether a coach is retired or whether a coach has gone on to another job, you know, it depends and it varies what that list looks like.
How important is it to recruit the state of Kansas for the football program?
Oh, I think it's very important. If you don't get the best players within your state, it's harder to go out and be successful in the Big 12. We have to get those that are good enough and can compete in the Big 12. We've got to keep those people in state and bring them to our campus. And then, like other states that are smaller in population, we have to be able to go out around the region and really across the country to bring in high-quality student-athletes that can compete in the Big 12. So recruiting really is the lifeblood of what we've got to do to break the cycle, as we talk about it here in Kansas athletics.
Is Coach Miles okay? Because last time I saw him on TV, he was struck by lightning, and then he was hauled away in a cop car and was arrested. Can you give me an update on him?
Well, you know, he is doing just fine, and we have certainly got a lot of play out of that commercial, and, you know, at the prospects and our own team really enjoy that, and they have fun, and Coach Miles has fun with it.
You know, one of the greatest rivalries in sports, especially at the college level, Kansas and Missouri, and we're speaking with Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long, and you have a daughter that attends the University of Missouri, correct?
Well, I refer to it as the university in the state to the east of it.
Well played. So let me ask you this. It's our off-the-wall question. We always end our interviews with this. I would guess that at first you're probably thankful KU doesn't play Missouri from that standpoint, but what are the chances KU and Missouri renewing their rivalry again down the road, whether it be basketball or football?
You know, I've said this before. I'm still, you know, the outsider here, so I'm the person new to the state. So I think it's wise on my part to listen to those who are invested and committed to the University of Kansas and supported it for many years. And, you know, I've got to listen to them. I've got to listen to the folks that have been here and been invested. It wouldn't be wise for me to make a decision as an outsider. So, you know, I'm listening, and I'm listening to our coaches, our student athletes, our fans, and you know what? We'll continue to evaluate that possibility as we go forward. But I'm certainly going to listen to those who have grown up Jayhawks and know what that rivalry means.
And lastly, what would you like to say to all the Jayhawk fans and faithful out here in North Central Kansas?
Come see us. Come to Lawrence. As you all know, I know it's a ways away, but it's a great place. Come support our student athletes. We have, you know, almost 500 student athletes working to earn their degrees here, putting on those uniforms to the crimson and blue for the Jayhawks, and come support them. They love it when our fans come out. And secondly, I'll just say, hey, we need your support in football. It's a critical time for us. So come to David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium. See a game. Buy season tickets. Buy single game tickets. Come out and support us. We've got to break the cycle of losing, and we're only going to do it with everybody on board supporting us.
Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long, know you're busy. Thank you so much for the time, and love to chat with you down the line, maybe next season.
Thank you, Wade. I look forward to coming back on with you.